the World Health Organization has chosen depression for the World Health Day because it still is a public health priority and because more than 300 million people suffer from depression, which is about 4% of the global population. And even in developed countries, less than 50% of people have access to care. So the theme of this year is depression, let's talk, because we want people to know more about depression. We want people to have access to care. We want people to seek support. And we also want families, colleagues, and friends to support their family members or friends who might suffer from depression and encourage them to actually go to see a health provider to assess if they suffer from depression or not.
Part of the problem, though, isn't it, that people think that depression is one of those illnesses that can't be seen, so perhaps it's not really that serious. Isn't stigma an issue, one of those challenges and obstacles you're trying to overcome?
Absolutely. Stigmatization is one of the first factors why people do not seek support. People also tend to normalize depression. Like, you know, it's normal to feel sad. It's normal to feel anxious sometimes, which is true. It's normal to, you know, go through a life event that would increase your level of vulnerability and make you sad. But when we talk about depression, we talk about a proper disease where your daily functioning would be affected. Depression is is characterized by, you know, sadness, by, you know, loss of interest in things that you used to love. It's characterized by, you know, change in your mood, in your sleep. So there are very clear criteria to diagnose depression and to treat depression. So yeah, we need people to be more aware that this is okay to have a mental health problem. It's okay to be depressed because you can have access to care and you can carry on with your life if you get treated.
And is depression equally impacting on richer and poorer countries?
It's actually different. What we see is that 80% of people with depression live in low and middle income countries.
80%?
80%, 80%, yes. So it's a huge difference. The reason why people would suffer from depression is complex. The fact to live in a country that is poor with a very weak health system, where your capacity to develop the life that you want, all of these factors might explain why people would suffer from depression. And in low and middle income countries, the access to care is extremely limited. So people would probably suffer from depression for a longer period of time. That's the reason why WHO is trying to support low and middle income countries to increase the access to care, but also to strengthen their health system for mental health.
Let's maybe talk about that. So low and middle income countries, perhaps depression isn't on the list of priorities because it's one of those unseen illnesses, even though, as you suggest, it is debilitating, increasingly debilitating. How can you convince the finance ministers of these low to middle income countries to actually spend some money, invest, even though you say that every dollar you invest brings you four back?
In low and middle income countries, less than 1% of the health budget is for mental health. Addressing mental health is possible and is very cost effective. We need to convince governments that the impact of not treating mental health problems is huge and is associated with a $1 trillion economic loss per year.